International Silver Company presents The Silver Theater, starring James Stewart and Jane Bryan in Misty Mountain, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you in behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world-famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel, welcoming you to the 18th of the new series of Silver Theater Dramatic Productions. Before the curtain rises on today's concluding episode of Misty Mountain, I want to take just a moment in which to tell you that next Sunday we shall welcome lovely Loretta Young to our Silver Theater, and that stories are already being chosen for such splendid performers as Andrea Leeds, John Garfield, Lee Tracy, Shirley Ross, and many others who are to appear on our stage in the very near future. And now the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the second and concluding episode of Misty Mountain, an original drama by Grover Jones and True Boardman, starring James Stewart as Rusty Lane and Jane Bryan as Mary Lou Masters, with John Gibson as Rusty's co-pilot, Elmer Sloan.
Lane in standard flight 9 to Burbank Tower. Flight 9 over Newhall at 524 at 4500 descending. Estimate Burbank at 529. Go ahead.
Okay, flight 9. Come on in. No additional traffic in area. Field is clear. Bozeman 3010. Wind southeast 12. Land northwest to southeast.
Okay.
Hey, they still haven't said anything about us being late.
Don't worry, they will.
Rusty, when are we going to tell them?
The truth. That's what we're going to tell them. I'm going right straight to Mr. Marshall. This is an airline. You can't run it on a bunch of lies.
But what about your big new job? Vice president and all that. And Helen Marshall. She'll be plenty sore if she finds you've been talking by radio all the time to some other girl. She might even break off the engagement.
Well, Helen will just have to get over it, that's all.
Well, maybe you're right. Telling the truth will be kind of tough on Mary Lou, that's all.
What are you talking about, tough on Mary Lou?
Well, after all, this plane's carrying mail, Rusty. And when Mary Lou radioed up for help and got you to go down on the mountain to help her, well, maybe it was just a gag to her. She wanted to see what you looked like. But it wouldn't be a joke to the government, delaying the mails and all that.
Hey, I never thought of that. We can't let that kid get in bad over this. Here, take the controls.
Oh, hello, Rusty.
Hey, Mary Lou, now look. Hey, what's the word? You've been crying.
No, I haven't. I'm just scared. I didn't mean to get you into trouble. Honest, Rusty.
Now, just never mind that. Now, we'll be landed in a minute. And I want you to act just like you were a passenger, you understand? Get out of the plane, go to the airport lunchroom. I'll come there and meet you later.
Yeah, but Rusty, I want to explain to your boss and make him understand that this was all my fault, that you only made that landing on Misty Mountain because I lied, because
now,
I...
Now, the reason doesn't matter. I broke regulations. Every time I talked to you on the radio, I was breaking them.
Then why did you do it, Rusty?
Why? Well, because why? Just because I haven't got any good sense about some things, that's all.
Like when you kissed me. There was no sense to that either, was there?
No. Now, look, now we're almost over the field.
Oh, Rusty, I'm scared. Can't we just keep on flying and not land at all?
Well, don't talk nonsense. Now, remember to keep quiet. Now, fasten your safety belt. We're going down.
Well, all right, Rusty. I hope everything...
All set, Rusty. The tower just gave us the go-ahead.
Okay, I'll take it. Wheels down.
Wheels down.
Can't we keep on flying and not land at all? Little dope.
What'd you say?
Hmm? Nothing.
Maybe I'm wrong. Mary Lou.
All right, will we
Mary
quit singing Lou. That song?
Okay. Well, what's the score? Do we tell or what?
I'm doing the talking to Marshall himself. I don't know how, but I'm going to find some way to leave Mary Lou out of it. Well, you keep her out of the way and see she doesn't talk.
Okay, Mr. Galahad of the Airways. But for a guy who's engaged to another gal, you're sure taking a lot of chances to keep that kid in the clear.
Now, shut up. Come on, let's get it over with.
Oh, Rusty, Elmer.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Oh, Rusty, what's going to happen?
Now, never mind. Just remember what I told you, Mary Lou. Keep quiet.
Hello, Rusty. Elmer.
Hello, George.
Hi. A little late, aren't you?
Yeah. Here's the manifest in the mail.
Thanks. Oh, you're carrying a passenger. I didn't know.
Yeah. Come on, Elmer. Passenger's this way, miss.
Oh, thank you.
Rusty, I'll bet we could get away with it.
Yeah. Now, Mary Lou, you and Elmer go into the lunchroom. I'll check in and meet you there.
All right. Come on, Elmer.
I'm coming. See you later, Brother Galahad. That is, I hope I will.
Elmer, why is Rusty so long? If he's just filing reports like you said,
Elmer. So you did arrive.
Yes, Helen.
I phoned a half hour ago. They said flight 9 was delayed.
Yes, we got sort of held up. This is Mary Lou, Helen. Miss Marshall,
Miss Masters.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
Oh, where's Rusty, Elmer? Do you know?
Yeah, in your father's office.
In your father's office? But, Elmer, you told me Rusty was...
Oh, then you know Rusty, too, Miss Masters.
Yes, she just met him once. You'll find him in there now, I think, Helen.
Oh, fine. Well, thank you. I'll see you again, Miss Masters.
Elmer, you lied to me. You said everything was all right, but if Rusty's in the boss's office...
Okay, so I lied to you. But Rusty wants it that way.
But what'll they do to him?
Ground him, I guess. Take away his license.
Oh, but Elmer, they can't ground Rusty. Why, flying is his whole life. We've got to stop them. We've got to go in there now and tell the truth.
No, you don't, Mary Lou. You see, Rusty wants to tell this in his own way, so that it keeps you in the clear.
You mean he's taking a chance of losing his license because of me?
That's about it, I guess.
Oh, Elmer. Then he... I mean, that he...
But look, Mary Lou, there's something else that you don't understand.
Elmer, even if I can't talk to Mr. Marshall, there's another way I can help Rusty. That stewardess. I'll phone my brother. You know, he's the forest ranger on Misty Mountain. And he can drive it to the station so she can get back here sooner. Oh, where's the phone?
Right through the archway there. Hey, wait, have you got some money?
I'm all right. Wait for me.
Yes, miss. Something I can do for you?
Mr. Marshall's office. Can you tell me where it is?
Mr. Marshall? Why, yes. That door over there. But unless you've got an appointment...
Well, thank you. Oh,
well, Miss Masters.
Where are they? I've got to see your father, Miss Marshall. He must understand that it wasn't Rusty's fault.
Well, what wasn't Rusty's... Oh, so it wasn't his fault. Well, suppose you explain all this to me, Miss Masters. If it concerns my father, he'll usually listen to me more quickly than to someone else.
Oh, will you help? You see, Rusty would never have made that emergency landing if I hadn't lied to him.
The emergency... Oh, well, yes, of course. You've known Rusty for a long time, then?
Oh, no, I've never seen him till today. It was just by radio.
By radio?
It's by a ham transmitter. You see, I've got one up at my brother's place on Misty Mountain. I'm alone a lot, and, well, I just got in the habit of talking to Rusty every time he flew over.
Oh, I see.
And then when Rusty said it was his last trip over the mountain and that he was leaving to go east on a big job, well, it was crazy, I guess, but he'd always been just a voice up in the sky, and I wanted him to be more than that. I had to see him just once anyway.
Oh, naturally.
So I radioed him that I was in danger and needed help, and he landed. Of course, when he found out why I'd done it, he was awfully mad. That is, except for a moment or so, and he rushed back to the plane to take off again, but I knew it would help him if I came and told the truth. So I came along. I had to. You understand that, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do understand, Miss Masters. And I want you to know that I appreciate what you've done.
You appreciate?
Yes. You see, I wouldn't want that...
And furthermore, I want... Oh, hello, Helen, dear.
Hello.
Oh, Mary Lou. What...
Oh, hello, Rusty, darling. Oh, Dad, this is Miss Masters. An acquaintance of Rusty's.
How do you do, Miss Masters? Helen, all our worry about Rusty was unnecessary. He's been telling me why he was delayed.
Oh, yes? What was the reason?
Well, thought he'd gotten a distress signal from some forest ranger station, so he made an emergency landing. Turned out to be a mistake. But then on the takeoff, the stewardess somehow was left behind.
Well, it all sounds almost unbelievable, doesn't it, Miss Masters?
Look, Mr. Marshall...
Now, let's not discuss it further. Right now, there are other things to consider.
Oh, yes. Have you told Rusty the news, Dad?
Well, I thought you'd want to. Of course, you know about these two, Miss Masters.
Why, I...
Look, I think we...
Your executive appointment, Rusty. Dad says it can be official now. From now on, you'll spend your working days on the ground.
Yes, Lane. We start to work on the transatlantic service at once. In fact, we leave for New York in about 3 days.
We?
Yes. You, Helen, myself, and whatever co-pilot you wish to select. We'll go in my private ship.
Oh, and incidentally, Rusty, Dad says that we can be married just as soon as we arrive in New York.
After all, I see no purpose in further delay.
Oh, dear Dad. That's what he says now, but you've no idea what a time I had to get him even to agree to our engagement, Miss Masters.
Yes, I can imagine. Well, if you'll all excuse me, I'd better be going.
Oh, so soon.
I have to be getting home, and it's quite a ways. I'm so happy to have met you all. And good luck on your trip to New York.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Miss Masters.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mary Lou. Hey, wait a minute.
Well, What's got into that young man?
Oh, it's nothing at all, Dad. He'll be back. And soon. I'm sure of it.
Comes my train. Thank you for coming to the station with me, but you needn't have bothered.
Now, look, Mary Lou, for the 40th time, what did you and Helen say to each other? Now, why this sudden rush home?
Why not? The whole thing was just a lark, and now it's ended.
What was a lark?
Well, all of it. Talking to you up there in the sky and getting you to come down to Misty Mountain and then riding out here in the plane. I've never had such fun.
Fun?
And now that everything's straightened out, I'm glad for you, Rusty. You'll be happy in your new job and all. You know, there are some people that, well, that just belong in the sky and others that should be on the ground. Joke is, I had you all wrong. I thought you were one of the up-in-the-sky ones.
You did, huh?
But I'm cured of talking to airplanes from now on. I guess I'll have to stick to Boris.
Boris? Well, who's Boris?
Oh, he's a fellow in Russia. I pick him up on 34 meters about 10 in the morning. He doesn't speak any English, and I don't speak any Russian. We have a swell time not understanding each other.
What?
Well, my train's leaving.
Oh, Mary Lou, wait just a minute. Won't you please...
Goodbye, Rusty. It's been fun being crazy for a while. Goodbye, Rusty. Good luck.
Mary Lou. Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we continue with the rest of tonight's entertainment, may I say just a few words about the entertaining you do? It so often happens, you know, that a man's business success depends a lot on his wife's success as a hostess. And the more important your husband's position, the more social obligations for you. More dinners, buffet suppers, occasions when your silverware is sparklingly on parade. And naturally, you'll be a more poised and gracious hostess if you know that silverware is beautiful and correct. So may I suggest International Sterling Silver. International Sterling is solid silver through and through. Its patterns exquisite in every detail, and radiant with a mellow luster that is given to sterling silver only by silversmiths devoted to their craft. What's more, you can own this lovely solid silver far more easily than you imagine. And here's a man to prove it to you. John Conti.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can now get a place setting for one person. Six lustrous pieces of solid silver created in International Sterling's exquisite enchantress pattern for only $16.75. Visit your silverware dealer tomorrow, Monday, and talk with him about it. See the other beautiful International Sterling patterns while you're there and learn firsthand how very easily indeed you too can own silver that's a lifetime treasure. Solid silver by International Sterling.
Once again, the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the concluding act of Misty Mountain, starring James Stewart and Jane Bryan. 2 days have passed since Mary Lou went off to rejoin her brother Jack in the Lonely Forest Ranger Station on Misty Mountain. And meanwhile, Rusty is the center of intensive activity preparatory to leaving the West Coast for New York. But a change has come over Rusty. A change he can't understand himself.
Look, Rusty boy, will you please get Mary Lou off your mind? You're engaged, remember? To Helen Marshall. And you're taking her to a banquet in half an hour. You gotta get ready.
I'm not going.
But you gotta go, Rusty. The whole party's a send-off for you and Helen. You can't get out of it.
All right, I heard you, and I'll go. I'm an executive now. I gotta go. That's where big business is done, over a banquet table. Sure, I'll go.
Captain Lane has very definite plans for the route, haven't you, dear?
What is that?
I said you have the new route across the Atlantic all laid out. You're just looking for the right flyer to try it out.
Yeah, that's right. A flyer. That's what I need.
One of those up-in-the-sky ones, not an on-the-grounder like me. That kind wouldn't do, would it?
Well, Rusty, darling, what on earth are you talking about?
How about a statement for the press before you leave, Captain Lane? Is it true you and Miss Marshall are getting married as soon as you reach New York?
Sure. Sure it's true. Why shouldn't I marry? We're engaged, aren't we?
Lane and Marshall Spatial. We're ready to take off.
Okay, Lane. Field is clear. No traffic in area. Take off north to south. Wind south 22. And here's a special weather report. Storm area is still holding in the vicinity of Rex City and moving southward toward Barlow and Misty Mountain. That's all. Go ahead.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Rusty.
What?
Sure you want to do it through a storm and all?
What are you talking about?
You. You're not the Rusty Lane I've flown with 300 times. Something's happened. I don't know what, or maybe I do, but it's none of my business, and I don't care either for myself. But Helen and Mr. Marshall are back there in the cabin. They've got a right to be piloted by a guy who still hasn't cracked up somehow inside himself.
How'd you like to shut up?
Don't do it, Rusty. You're not yourself. You know you're not. Please, Rusty.
I said to shut up. We're taking off. Keep your hands off these controls. I'll pilot this plane, and I'll do it alone.
It's your play. I put the red jack on the black queen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I... Look, let's not play anymore, huh?
Okay. Oh, now look here, sis. I didn't ball you out for that plane business and the stowaway act. Only now that it's all over, you got to snap out of it. For your own sake.
I know. You're right, and I have, Jack. I'm just upset tonight somehow. Maybe it's the storm, or maybe I'm...
Oh, sure, sis, I know. Hey, look, sis, if this Lane fella's done anything to make you unhappy, well,
Oh, but he hasn't. As a matter of fact, he was grand to me. He's just engaged to someone else, that's all.
I see. I'm sorry, kid.
Oh, Jack, it is so crazy. A man I only saw once in my life.
Oh, that doesn't make any difference, Mary Lou. We can't decide things like that. They sort of get decided for us.
Yes, I guess they do. Oh, and Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Well, what's the idea of locking the radio room?
Wait, you keep this key, will you? And don't give it back to me.
Okay, sis. You're the doctor.
Okay, why shouldn't it be?
The weather's getting worse all the time, and we're losing the beam.
Well, suppose we are. We're flat without the beam. Well, shut up and leave me alone.
Now, look, Rusty, don't get sore, but we're mushing and losing altitude. Look at that altimeter, 8,600.
Well, I can't go any higher. We're icing up. We'll have to go under the weather.
Go under the weather? We're still in the mountains, and you knew it. And San Carlo Ridge is nearly 10,000, and in this weather we could crash into it before we saw it. Hey, the beam, it's gone completely now.
All right, let it go.
Rusty, you can't talk like that in a storm like this.
Well, anyway, it's clear in here, you see?
Rusty,
watch, it's
look
clear.
Out there ahead, the ridge.
Now,
Rusty,
bang, bang. Hold on.
Oh, well, it's one way to see a mountain. Look, Rusty, you got to get back on course. You've got to.
I can't. I've been trying to get on course. I can't.
Well, then where are we?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm lost, Elmer. Do you get that? Do you get that? 200 flights on this run and Rusty Lane's lost. I'm lost. I must. That's funny.
What are you going to do?
Do? I don't know. I don't know. I just keep flying. Till we get somewhere or nowhere. Who cares?
I wish she could see you now.
Oh, Helen.
No, not Helen. Mary Lou. The girl who thought you really belonged up in the sky. The girl who broke her heart when she found out you weren't going to stay there. The girl down there somewhere on Misty Mountain who right
Elmer,
now is...
Elmer. Elmer, that's it. That emergency transmitter. Switch it on.
What do you mean? Mary Lou? She won't be listening.
I
Why
said
should
she... switch it on. Hurry.
Okay.
Blaine. Blaine calling W6RX2. W6RX2. Mary Lou, come in, please, and hurry. Hurry. W6RX2, come in.
What you going to bed?
I did, but I just couldn't sleep. Oh, Jack,
Oh, now look here, sis. You got to quit this after all.
I know it's crazy, just like all the rest of it, but, Jack, I'm not feeling sorry for myself or anything like that. It's something else, something I can't describe. I don't know. But I do know. Jack. Jack, the key.
The key?
To the radio room. Give it to me.
Oh, but Mary Lou, you said
no,
you
I don't
didn't...
care what I said. Look, please give me that key.
W6RX2. W6RX2. Come in.
You gotta give up, Rusty. There's not enough gas to keep on like this. Better go down again and take a chance on finding a landing. You can't...
I know what I'm doing. Maybe I didn't before, but I know now. Plane calling W6RX2, calling W6RX2. Come in, Mary Lou. Come in, please.
I tell you, if she was there, she'd have answered long ago. You're going batsy if you keep it up.
W6RX2. Rusty Lane calling W6RX2. Come in.
Will you quit it, Rusty? I tell you,
Rusty,
she...
W6RX2 calling Rusty Lane. W6RX2 calling Rusty Lane. I'm standing by. Come in.
Mary Lou. We're up here somewhere in a storm. I think I'm north of Misty Mountain near San Carlo Ridge. But I've got to make sure. I think you can guide us on our course again. Do you understand? Come in.
Yes, Rusty, but how can I? It's storming here, too, and I can't see a thing. Go ahead.
You're not going to see. You're going to hear us. Now, I'm going to turn south and try and find Misty Mountain. Now, you've got to let me know when I'm overhead. So listen for us, and when you hear our motor, call back. Come in.
All right, Rusty, I understand. Come in.
All right, Mary Lou, I'm standing by. I'm turning south.
Jack, do you hear him?
No, sis, not yet. He may have been a long ways off the course. Have him keep coming.
W6RX2 calling Rusty Lane. Calling Rusty Lane. Come in.
Go ahead, W6RX2.
We still can't hear your plane, Rusty. But don't be afraid, darling. You can't be. Because you do belong up there. I lied when I said you didn't. You're an up-in-the-sky man, Rusty. The sky can't beat you. I know it can't.
Hey, Mary Lou. Sis, listen.
I'm going to turn off for a moment so I can hear you. But stand by, Rusty.
Mary Lou, there they are. Just over northwest of us. Have him turn southeast and be right over here.
Rusty, now you're northwest of us. Turn southeast. Southeast, Rusty. Now, Rusty, you're overhead. I can hear you. Turn east and you're on your course.
Sis, what does he say? Hey, tune it to it and talk back to you. Throw the switch. Sis, what's wrong with you?
I can't let him call back. What is that one to say? He's on his course and safe again. That's all about.
Oh, yes, sis, but listen.
W6RX2 to Rusty Lane. Goodbye, Rusty. Goodbye and happy landing. W6RX2 signing clear.
Mary Lou, you coming with me?
Hey, what is this? Seems to me only a couple of days ago you were through with radio for life.
This doesn't count. I'm talking to Boris.
Who? Oh, that fellow in Russia. Oh, thanks. I won't have some.
W6RX2 calling UX24Y. Calling UX24Y in Moscow. Calling UX24Y. Come in.
You, hello. W6RX2, this is Boris. Nichivoka, Kavoshmordi, America, go ahead.
Boris? Boris, is that you? Come in.
Yeah, sure, it's Boris. Look, I lost my accent. Come in.
Rusty, where are you? Go ahead.
Now, never mind that. Now, listen. Standard Airways is going to start its transatlantic service without Rusty Lane, and Helen Marshall has sailed to Europe to find herself a count. Now, what I want you to tell me is this. What's a guy called Rusty Lane who belongs in the sky going to do? Now, come in.
Well, I don't know, Rusty. What is he going to do?
Well, he's going to land on Misty Mountain and kidnap a gal named Mary Lou, and if she won't promise to marry him at Las Vegas this afternoon, he's going to throw her overboard without a parachute. Well, how about it? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I love you. Come in.
And I love you, Rusty. I do love you.
That's all I want to know. I'll be right down.
Conrad Nagel again, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're all eager to have our stars, James Stewart and Jane Bryan, come back and say a personal word, and they will be back in just a moment. First, however, I'd like to ask you to take a quick look back with me to a day 91 years ago in a little tree-shaded town of Connecticut, where three brothers were creating silver plate of surpassing beauty and craftsmanship. Those three brothers were founders of the house of 1847 Rogers Brothers. 91 years ago, their name was little known outside their own small New England town. Today, 1847 Rogers Brothers is the most important name in American silver plate. Many of you have cherished this silver plate in your homes for years and need no words of mine to convince you of its beauty and quality. To those of you who are not familiar with 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate, here is a man with a special invitation for you. John Conti.
It's an invitation from your silverware dealer, ladies and gentlemen. An invitation to visit him tomorrow and see the magnificent 62-piece service of 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate, which can be yours for only $59.75, a saving of more than $14 over open stock price. You can get this service in many different patterns, including the sensational First Love pattern. You'll be surprised and delighted, too, to learn what easy, convenient payment terms can be arranged. For this is indeed the time to get America's finest silver plate, 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate, at savings beyond your dreams. And now back to Conrad Nagel, who is leading our stars out in front of the silver curtain so that they may meet you in person.
And here they are, James Stewart and Jane Bryan. Well, Jimmy and Jane, suppose you tell us something about yourselves. You, Jane, I understand you just finished Hero for a Day at Warner Brothers.
Yes, that's right, Conrad.
And you, Jimmy, how are you coming along with your flying?
Oh, swell. I've got quite a few hours in the air, and it's a lot of fun. That's why I got a great kick out of playing pilot Rusty Lane.
Ever been grounded?
Grounded? I just finished Ice Follies of 1939 for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and I was grounded plenty in those skating scenes. I had to take the de-icer off my plane and wear it in my pants for 2 weeks.
Well, maybe this will take your mind off all those spills. You know, we're thinking of having a nice silver medal struck off for you.
Well, that's wonderful for piloting.
No, for endurance.
Endurance? Why? How come?
Well, Jimmy, you hold an all-time record for stars who've made silver theater appearances. You've chalked up 8 broadcasts.
Oh, that's grand, isn't it, Jimmy? Any chance of me piling up a record like that, Conrad?
Well, we'd love to have you, Jane.
But I won't be satisfied with a silver medal when I do.
No?
No, I'm going to hold out for a complete set of that lovely First Love pattern I've been hearing about.
Well, we'll try to do something about that. Now, I'm sorry to say that our time is about up, and I'm afraid
just
that we...
Just one more thing, Conrad. I want to get in a quick thanks for Johnny Gibson's work as Elmer, my co-pilot in today's show. That guy's terrific.
And thanks the rest of the cast for us, too, will you, Conrad?
I'll do that gladly. Thanks a million, James Stewart and Jane Bryan. We hope you'll be back soon.
Next week, Silver Theater presents Loretta Young in another original radio play by Grover Jones and True Boardman. Conrad Nagel will direct, and of course, there'll be more original music scored and conducted by Felix Mills. In the meantime, if you want solid silver, you want international sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company. All incidents and characters in today's drama were entirely fictitious. Silver Theater originates at Columbia Square in Hollywood. John Conti speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.